Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Kelly Johnson, the host of the Giants pre- and post-game shows on NBC Sports Bay Area. Kelly, Arizona, it's a beautiful place to be, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, minus the temperature. I'm not quite sure where the 70s went, but this 50s degrees is not what I was expecting, but it is beautiful here in Scottsdale.
So tell us about what you're going to be doing this year. It's exciting for you.
It's really exciting. I've done a lot with baseball, but I've never hosted a pre- and a post-game show throughout the course of a season. I've mostly been a beat reporter, traveling and, you know, being at the ballpark on the field. So I'm really excited to be hosting Giants pre- and post-game with great guys. I mean, Tim Flannery, Rich Aurelia, Sean Estes, Bill Lasky. I mean, I have the best group of guys and a great organization, too. You can't pick a better one than the Giants.
Yeah, you know, I do it. This is what I do,
you
know.
You
know, on the weekend, this is what I do. And I always, people always say, well, what are you going to talk about today? And I always say, that day's game tells the story.
It does. And I feel like I grew up with baseball. My dad's a baseball coach. So I have an appreciation for the game that I think a lot of people don't. And there's always something to talk about. It is a long season. Yes, 162 games, right? And you get to kind of turn the page. It's not quite like football where every game matters, depending on the time of year, of course. But you know, baseball is a beautiful game. There's a lot of intricacies to the game and decision-making when it comes to Bruce Bochy and managers that a lot of people don't realize. So I appreciate it. I love it. I love being in the ballpark. I love the smell of the ballpark. I love ballpark food. So I'm right at home. I'm really happy to be back covering baseball because it's something I haven't really done much of since coming to San Francisco, but it's something I've done a lot of throughout my career.
Well, in the Marty Lurie drinking game, every time you say it's a long season, take a drink.
Okay, I can do that. I can keep up with you. Sure, let's do it.
The other one is he can hit. That's my other one.
Okay, and the drink of choice for you is?
I'll take a nice vodka sometime.
Okay. I'm kind of in the bourbon stuff now. So, you know, a good Manhattan straight up. I like it.
All right. Kelly Johnson joins us. It's going to be a lot of fun going through the season with her. And your background. I always say people who do the jobs we do have to have a lot of passion for baseball. You can't fake it in this job. Tell us your background.
So, again, I grew up on the baseball field with my father. I was literally taking grounders and BP from the time I could walk. I mean, my littlest pictures have me with the old Seattle Mariner pitchfork hard helmets. I had a blue glove. I played shortstop like my dad. So I grew up around the game. And then in terms of my background, right out of the gate, you know, I got involved with the Astros when I was down in Austin, Texas. And then I went to St. Louis. And the Cardinals are my favorite team growing up. Ozzie Smith, love him. All-time favorite athlete. So I got to cover the Cardinals for 3 years. I traveled with them. I was in San Francisco for that NLCS. I think it was 2002 when they lost. And, of course, Barry Bonds, the Giants, went on to lose to the Angels that year in the World Series. And then from there, I went to D.C., and I was a Baltimore Orioles beat reporter. And then I became Redskins and Washington Nationals, went back to Houston, did stuff with the Astros again, and now I'm here. So I have been a beat reporter at multiple stops, but I've never done Cactus League. I've always done Grapefruit League. So I'm kind of excited to be in Arizona this time.
Boy, what a difference being here. Of course, you only have to go a half hour to go to a game here, then down there you go 2.5 hours.
Yes, no, it's a proximity, and I was with the Nationals when they were in Vera, Florida, way north, like Space Coast, near NASA, and it made no sense. It was windy, it was miserable, there was nothing there, there was no good food, so there's food all around you here. You have plenty of options in Scottsdale. So yeah, it's so much different than out there in Florida.
So what do you think about the team? You've been here for a few days. I know we haven't had any games yet, and of course it's the weekend, the first weekend of baseball here coming up. Well, what's your feeling about the Giants just over the winter and everything that you expect?
You know, I mean, they certainly are a team that no one likes to use the word rebuild, reboot, whatever you want to say. With Farhan Zaidi on board, they are headed in a new direction. I think it's good. I'm still old school baseball, so I think there's some middle ground between sabermetrics and analytics and what you see and your gut and your eye test and just good baseball. So, you know, this is a team, obviously, they've added a lot of older veterans. We thought they were going to get younger, right? More athletic. They certainly got more versatile with some of these guys playing multiple positions. We'll see who actually makes it out of spring training. A lot of these guys are on minor league deals. They didn't land the big one. Bryce Harper, obviously, still waiting on that. But we knew from a financial standpoint with this roster and some of the big contracts that they frankly, are going to have to get rid of at some point if they can, that, you know, Zaidi's got his work cut out for him. But it's still, it's funny, you look at the roster and you look at some of the names and you're like, well, they can't be. I mean, they've had two straight losing seasons, but they can't be that bad, right? I mean, you hope that Buster Posey's hip is right and he feels great and Jeff Samardzija can get back to being the workhorse and Madison Bumgarner can avoid some crazy freak injury again, because injuries obviously have really wrecked havoc on this team the last couple of years. But, you know, I hope that they can be competitive, and I hope that on a nightly basis, you know, we can have some fun baseball to talk about. Obviously, with the Dodgers and their payroll and their talent and their starting pitching staff and everything that they have over there, it's going to be tough to contend in the division. But, you know, I think they're heading in a good direction. I think they're, you know, it's sad to see this is Bruce Bochy's last season. I feel really blessed to be able to, you know, cover this team and do the pre and post game show in his last year, because he's a legend, but he's that old school baseball type that I love.
Yeah. Kelly Johnson with us. Fans, we're going to hear a lot of Kelly as we go through the season. The thing about Bochy and the reaction of the players has been interesting for me this whole week. It's almost like, let's win one for the Gipper, in a way, which is nice because it's a positive development in Giants baseball, and we're looking for positive things as we go into the season. That may be one.
It's added motivation. You know, Jeff Samard just said it yesterday. He said, you know, there has to be some emotion to the game. And there's always, you always get up for playing and all that, but it's great to have an added, you know, emotional element to this season. And that can go a long ways. This team, you know, they love Bruce Bochy. The fan base loves Bruce Bochy. The game of baseball, I talked to a bunch of general managers and managers yesterday, and, you know, it's going to be hard to see the game without Bruce Bochy. And we know he's not going to be far. He's going to be around. He's already, you know, talking about, oh, I'm not going to be gone, but not managing, obviously, for the orange and black. So I do think that these guys are going to rally around it. I do hope that somehow they can find some magical potion, you know, and have kind of a fun run to send them out the right way. But, you know, it's a long season, too, though. So, right, it's easy to talk about it right now in spring training, but, you know, you get to game 140, we'll see where they're at.
Have a Manhattan.
And we'll have, there we go. See? I'll have a Manhattan tonight. I'll get on that right away.
Hey, your favorite player growing up?
All-time favorite player, athlete of any sport. And I played college basketball, but it's Ozzie Smith. I mean, he was a shortstop. I was a shortstop. My mom is a gymnastics coach. I was a gymnast until I got too big for everything. So, naturally, I was drawn to Ozzie as a kid and Whitey Ball and the St. Louis Cardinals team with Vince Coleman and Willie McGee and John Tudor and Jose Oquendo. I loved that team. So, I was really fortunate to be in St. Louis when Ozzie went into the Hall of Fame. And so, you know, I got to talk a lot to him. I got to interview Stan Musial and Lou Brock and Bob Gibson and all the legends, because that city is a great baseball town and their legends are always around. So, yeah, Ozzie Smith is number one when it comes to baseball. Gary Payton is number one when it comes to basketball. Okay. I got my Oakland guy in there, too.
Oh, great. I'm really glad we did this. Yeah. No, this is fun, too, so everyone can hear your background, and you've got the passion. Wonderful. Very good. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. You're a legend. I just feel blessed sitting next to you. Thanks for having me.
Just a kid from Brooklyn talking baseball. That's it. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Very good.